this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of this station. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers. And, of course, we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-245-4237, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But please hold your calls for the time being. We are going to have with us today David Wagner from Hope for America Ministries, and we're going to be talking about some of the more serious things that are happening today. Now, of course, long before the attack on the World Trade Center, the Pentagon, our leaders were already planning on the Office of Homeland Security. And with that, the establishment of detention camps in case of civil unrest. And now, increasingly, we hear talk about the necessity for internment camps, concentration camps for anybody who could be considered enemy combatant. Even if they're an American citizen, they would, of course, lose their right. But, of course, what is an enemy combatant? How do you make that sort of a definition? And can you change the definition anytime you want to if somebody, of course, opposes what is happening, the move towards the New World Order, the move towards the New World Religion? They have actually been shutting down American military camps, but in many of these areas, they are being worked on and for use as detention camps. Most people say that is just crazy talk. Why, this could never happen in America. Well, there are a lot of things that people never thought could happen in America. We never thought that the Social Security card would be used to identify everybody. We never thought we'd be talking about injecting chips into people, of course, so they can be identified in case they get kidnapped. There's always a rationale, but it's never the real reason. It's like the talk about the new currency we're going to have. Oh, we've got to do it to stop counterfeiting, but it's not done to stop counterfeiting. It's done because I believe our leaders know there's going to be some real financial problems and real financial chaos, and they want a different type of currency so there'll be some means of exchange. Anything, of course, but something of true value, because as long as you're dealing with a fiat money system, if you control the fiat money system, you control the commerce. Well, this is Dave Wagner, and of course he gave up a very successful job in corporate America to go out on his own on faith to try to awaken people to what's going on. He's been on a tour across America just back from there. Dave, how are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. Thank you, Dr. Stan, for having me on again. I surely appreciate it.
Well, tell us what's happening out across America. Of course, the people you're talking to know there's a problem, don't they?
They absolutely do. I traveled for 2 months. I was out during the month of June and July, and it was a good experience because I got to meet what I call a lot of the remnant people, a lot of the people that really love truth and love the Lord Jesus Christ. So that was great. However, I saw even within that group of people, as you mentioned, there's going to be a spiritual arm to this global community. There's going to be a political arm. And they'll use the economy basically to control the peoples. But in that, so I cover all the areas, not today, but in some of my videos. And I think probably the most disheartening part of it was, Dr. Stan, is it says before the end comes, there would be these unsound doctrines and doctrines of demons coming from these pulpits, which are going to be tickling people's ears. And I saw that in many of these people, they're caught up in all kinds of foolishness, all kinds of doctrines that don't correspond with the Word of God, and it's everywhere. It's not just in one location like where I live, Southern California. It's throughout the country that the church is pretty much, because of its silence, because of its wanting to entertain and just put people, basically they put people to sleep, and they don't really get into the meat of the Word, and consequently, the people are just staggering to and fro like drunken sailors, basically. So.
Well, now, of course, there was an article that came out just a few days ago about the Attorney General Ashcroft wanted to set up detention camps for enemy combatants who are American citizens. What in heavens is he talking about? We've only got Johnny Walker Lind and this fellow Padilla and one other. Why is he wanting to set up camps for them? Now, this is not for enemy combatants who are, you know, like the people we have down in, you know, in Guantanamo Naval Base. But, pardon me, there in Cuba. But why, where are all these enemy combatants coming from? Or do they know something that the rest of us don't know? Do they know there's going to be civilian unrest in this country, and are they preparing for it?
Well, not only I think civilian unrest, I just think the politically incorrect or the spiritually incorrect people will be, ushered in some of these detention centers through one means or another. And I think I wish I could remember the gentleman's name. He used to be in the British Parliament, but I have him on tape, and he talks about the fact that just historically they've always had camps ready for people that don't go along with the program. And I think that's what most of these ones that John Ashcroft in this article you were talking about, it's the August 14th article I'm looking at here.
That's the Los Angeles Times.
That's the LA Times, right. And just for flavor of it here, it said that it would allow Ashcroft to order the indefinite incarceration of U.S. citizens and summarily strip them of their constitutional rights and access to the courts by declaring them enemy combatants. And that's exactly what they're attempting to do is just the same thing they've done over the years, is sort of a dictatorial power over the people and being willing to direct them and usher them and control them wherever need be. So they'll go along with the government's plans. And again, I'd like to sort of start off, write the program rather than wait till the end like we have many times before, because this stuff's hard for people to believe, but there are a couple excellent ex-representatives of ours. I don't know if Jack Brooks is still in Congress.
No, he was voted out in 1994.
He probably is an ex-representative from Texas. And then you got Henry Gonzalez, who's not only an ex-representative, but he's the late Henry Gonzalez. But I got the clip before he passed away, and it's a phenomenal clip that ties in with this, because this is so hard to believe. And these guys are not right-wing, you know, conspiratist, letter writers, political letter, any kind of thing. They're a congressman.
They were both Democrats, as a matter of fact, but many Democrats are really concerned about these ideas of liberty, and I think that we have to find the things we can agree on. Well, right now we're going to have to take a quick break here. And I certainly want to mention to our listeners that if you have a child in a government school, if you really love them, get them out. Get them, homeschool them, if you possibly can. And we have a great homeschooling program, that doesn't require you to spend an awful lot of time. It was put together by Dr. Arthur Robinson. He raised his 6 children on it, and I think a few of them are still there. The 2 older boys, when they graduated from high school, went directly into the 3rd year of college. If you want an excellent program that will stress excellence, and of course, the entire program is there on 22 CDs, and all you need to do is print them out, and then, of course, have the child write an essay every day, which you have to correct, make sure that they're getting their proper grammar and spelling and things of that sort. But the program, the tests, the lesson plans, even the textbooks are there, except for the Saxon math books. Why, give us a call at 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, $199.95 for the Robinson Homeschool curriculum. And, of course, we believe it's well, well worthwhile. 50,000 of them out across America, and they've been very, very well received. And then, of course, we have Phenopoly, which is a program. Actually, it's a game played like Monopoly, but it'll teach children and even old folks like me how to read phonetically, how to speak phonetically, how to pronounce words phonetically, how to spell phonetically. And, of course, we has 5 board games. It has 2 bonus games. And then, of course, we throw in a couple of books to explain that there's been an intentional effort to dumb down children and to keep them from being able to use their minds and think effectively, and certainly not to understand history or these ideas of freedom, and especially the idea, the reality of God. Give us a call at 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask about Phenopoly, ask about the Robinson Homeschool Curriculum.
Have you ever wondered about the boys we left behind in Vietnam, in Korea? Did you ever know that we left 25,000 American boys behind in Russia, in Siberia, at the end of the Second World War? Have you ever wondered what really happened at Oklahoma City, what really happened with TWA 800 that went down off the eastern coast about a year ago? Well, ladies and gentlemen, all of the subjects are well covered in a fascinating book by Craig Roberts entitled The Medusa File. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, order The Medusa File. Actually, Craig Roberts was a police officer working on the Oklahoma City bombing. Now, this book has been suppressed very effectively across America. It's self-published, but I promise you that there's no other book I know that'll give you more contemporary history, frightening history that every American needs to know. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR now.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and you know, an awful lot of Americans say, well, these things could never happen here. Why couldn't they? I mean, if you read the Bible and the scriptures, you find that Babylon fell in one day. This mighty, mighty city with walls 100 feet high, and you could race 2 chariots side by side on the top of the walls, and Babylon fell in one day. I'm sure the people in Cuba in 1959 never thought that they could lose their freedom. Oh, they didn't like their government. Many of them felt that Batista was very autocratic. There'd been a few little clashes with the rebels, communist revolutionaries up in the mountains, but this had never been a real problem. There'd never been any really significant battles in Cuba. And yet in one day, they lost their freedom. That was the day, of course, our State Department ordered Batista to leave and brought Fidel Castro to power. Now, you've never heard that before. I personally talked to the American ambassador who was there when he was ordered to tell President Batista, you will leave tomorrow. And I said, well, didn't that mean that Fidel Castro would come to power? Did you know he was a communist? He said, of course, and the State Department knew, and the president knew. But nonetheless, of course, I carried out my orders, and Batista left, and Fidel Castro came to power, knowing full well we knew he was a communist. So if these things have happened in the past, what makes you think that we are immune from that sort of thing? And, of course, if you look behind what's going on, remember, America has turned its back on God. And there's no incidents in all history where a nation has flaunted God, and, of course, God has not eventually turns his back on that nation. See what's happening in our schools where homosexuality is being insisted upon. It will be started educating, indoctrinating our children in kindergarten with the normality of homosexuality. When was the last time your minister spoke out against that sort of thing? When was the last time your minister said, if you love your children, get them out of the government schools where everything is being done to destroy their faith? And if the ministers aren't speaking out, then who will? And if not now, when will? Go ahead. Why don't you pick up there, Dave, because you've got these great clips.
Not only Dr. Stan, has it happened in the past, I can guarantee the listening audience it's going to happen in the future. Those that fail to learn from history are destined to repeat it again. And Jesus said, when the salt has lost its savor, it's good for nothing except to be trodden under the foot of the Gentiles. And all the listeners need to do is really go to the book of Jeremiah, read about the first seven chapters or so, and you'll see what happened to this nation who God said, these are my people, I love these people, and yet they were killing their unborn, they were wealthy, truth had fallen in the streets, and they had just done the very same things we're doing today, and God literally led those people away captive to Babylon. Now, they probably didn't have detention. They might have had detention centers in Babylon. I don't know exactly what they had there, but it's the same program that's coming here. A lot of people say, hey, you're a doom and gloomer. Well, no, there is hope. His name's Jesus Christ. There is hope if this nation were to turn back from its wicked ways and turn back to God and seek his face. And that's, I know, my hope and your hope, Dr. Stan, that we would see this repentance across the land, and we would see the stop of the slaughtering of our unborn and all this evil that's rising up, because really good has done nothing. The salt has lost its savor. And so again, a lot of people say, well, this concentration camp type program, it's the most negative kind of program you can have. Well, that's exactly what Jeremiah was saying. Because you people haven't turned back to God, you're serving other gods, you are going to go to your own detention centers, your own concentration camp, to a country far away called Babylon. And they did for 70 years, and many of them were slaughtered on the way there, raped and plundered, and I believe those same things, that God's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And it was almost repulsive and sickening to watch our nation as our leaders got on the Capitol steps and asked God or commanded God to bless America as they sang that song. And these are the same leaders that worked against and wanted to continue the partial birth abortions. These are the same leaders that said, God, we don't want our children to pray to you anymore in our public schools. These are the same leaders that said, we don't need the Ten Commandments anymore. And then after 9/11, they stand up on the steps, and they're practicing all kinds of abominations, and they stand up on the steps and say, God, we want you to bless America now. Well, it must be a different God than I read about in the Bible, and I'm sure most of the listeners are very much aware of this. So the program we're talking about today is very real. It is going to happen. The article I read is a real life. It's what our attorney general is seeking, and that is detention of American citizens in these camps if they're politically incorrect or if they're any kind of dissidents in any way, or as they would call them, enemy combatants. Politically correct, I guess, is probably a better term today. But let's listen, because it is hard to believe. Let's listen to a clip that was played, and I think you do a better job than I do of even introducing this one. You know what it is. It's the Henry Gonzalez, Oliver North, Daniel Inouye, Jack Brooks clip.
All right, well, let me just tell our listeners what you're going to hear. You're going to hear Congressman Jack Brooks, and he is trying to bring out at the Iran-Contra hearings. He's asking Oliver North, Colonel North, if he hadn't worked on a special project in the White House for what would happen when they suspended the Constitution and, of course, began establishing detention camps. And then you'll hear a senator, in a way, interrupting again and again and again because he doesn't want that information out. He doesn't want this to get on television. And then, of course, you'll hear immediately afterwards Congressman Henry Gonzalez. And now, if you'd like to actually see this, this is on the Amazing Clips, or if you only want a very, very short video, it's on the Sampler. That one's only $9.95 for the video. And you'll actually see exactly what you're going to hear now, along with so many other amazing, amazing things. But go ahead. Why don't you go ahead and play it, David?
Sure. Let's listen to this.
Colonel North, in your work at the NSC, were you not assigned at one time to work on plans for the continuity of government in the event of a major disaster?
Mr. Chairman,
I believe that question touches upon a highly sensitive and classified area, so may I request that you not touch upon that, sir?
I was particularly concerned, Mr. Chairman, because I read in Miami papers and several others that there had been a plan developed by that same agency, a contingency plan in the event of emergency that would suspend the American Constitution. And I was deeply concerned about it and wondered if that was the area in which he had worked.
I most respectfully request that that matter not be touched upon at this stage. If we wish to get into this, I'm certain arrangements can be made for an executive session.
And tragically, the only member who got close was Jack Brooks, and he was stopped by the chairman. But the truth of the matter is that, yes, you do have those standby provisions, and the plans are there, and the statutory emergency plans are there, whereby you could, in the name of stopping terrorism, apprehend, invoke the military, and arrest Americans and hold them in detention camps.
And I think that you have to understand that they're talking about using American military on American civilians. They're having these exercises all across America in our country, on how to control our cities in case of unrest. And of course, we're having a real problem, getting the truth out, and the American people really don't understand exactly what is going on today. So could you, why don't you sort of pick up on that?
Well, I think not only do they not understand, I think many of them, because of the lethargy that's come upon this land, and it's a planned lethargy. I mean, they've been working on the minds of the people through entertainment. I think the Romans had it down pretty good. All it takes is a piece of bread and a circus. Just make the people pleasantly happy and a lot to eat and entertain them with the NCAA or whatever. And most of the people across America know more about who won the latest baseball game and who might be the candidates for the World Series than they have any idea what's getting ready to happen to them and their children. And again, it's not my will. I know it's not God's will that this would happen. Unfortunately, he allows us to make free choices every day, and really the best friends of the Illuminati or the people that have bowed their knee to Lucifer in this plan to bring about a global community are those that don't want to know anything and don't want to do anything. I mean, they just let this plan go unabated, and that's been going on for a number of years. You mentioned, Dr. Stan, I used to be with a multinational corporation, and I was. My hope was when I left that corporation, I was going to go across this land, and my first presentation was called America's Hope, and it was a call to repentance. It was a call to show the people that it's high time we wake up and put on the armor of light. But it appeared that people continue to go further and further into denial and further into this lethargy that's come over. And I know that we haven't quit. We're going to keep sounding the alarm. We're going to keep sharing truth, because I know it's the truth that will set people free.
All right, fine. We're going to have to take a quick break here. We'll be right back in just a moment with David Wagner. But right at this point, I first want to mention to our listeners that we do carry the Miracle 2 soap products, and of course we carry them because they help to finance what we do. And we've had a lot of wonderful reports from the people who've used them out across America. I had a lady yesterday who was a naturopath, I think she is, as she's in one of the medical fields, and she had only used it for a week. She was just so amazed at the response she had. She is down in San Diego. She wants to handle them herself, which is fine with me. But if you're out there and you'd like to get an introductory set of products, and there's a soap, a moisturizing soap, there is a neutralizer, there is a gel, and there is a lotion, why give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR for the Miracle 2 soap products. And we hope that you'll be very, very happy with them. All we can do is suggest you try them and hope that you will be as happy as many of our other listeners are who use them regularly. And then, of course, we've been talking about, of course, what's happening from a spiritual point of view. There is a wonderful book out. It's written by my friend Ted Flynn, who wrote The Hope of the Wicked. But his book, Idols in the House, addresses this problem we're talking about. And, of course, he works full-time trying to awaken people to what's going on. And I think you'll find his book, Idols in the House, one of the most provocative books you've ever read. Because, of course, it simply points out that if you read the Scriptures, you read the Old Testament, time and time and time again, the children of Israel turned against God. And every time they were chastised, and of course many of them died, and their children died. And people say, well, it can't happen here. I won't let it happen here. President Bush won't allow it to happen here. But God will not be mocked. Idols in the House, I believe, is one of the most important books of our time. It's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. The title, Idols in the House. It's a book. You read a page, and you sit back and you contemplate, and you realize it's important.
Now, most people would laugh at the idea that there is or has been a secret society. I wanted to tell you about a tape we have. It's a talk I gave before the Concerned Women of America some years ago, and it basically goes back into the background behind the secret society, which was formed in England and eventually came to America and came to be known as the Council on Foreign Relations. It goes into the background of Cecil Rhodes. And how does that secret society that he created impact on you today? If you read the works of Professor Carol Quigley, who was Bill Clinton's mentor, you'll understand that Professor Quigley is probably one of the leading experts today on history, but also a man who had the courage to speak out. You need to get the four-tape set, The Secret Government, to understand what Professor Quigley taught Bill Clinton That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, because America is under attack today.
Well, Dr. Stan, and of course, if you'd like to actually get the sound bites you just heard, why we have them in the four-tape concentration camp special, or the four-tape set on concentration camps, hopefully you'll want, of course, to have the information and help warn others. If we don't warn the American people, if we can't get the American people to be concerned, we are heading into a major war in the Middle East, a true witch's cauldron over there, which will impact on the lives of every person. I don't know how many people are going to die. Some people are going to say it's going to be an easy war, it's going to be a hard war. I will tell you that our troops will be over there indefinitely. There's no hope now of getting our troops out of Afghanistan. And, of course, if this war expands over there, I can tell you I sincerely believe from all of my study that there's going to be tremendous civilian unrest because there are sleeper cells, not Al-Qaeda. These are other Arab cells that have been here long before Al-Qaeda was ever organized, that have been brought in, have been kept here, and are under Iranian and Syrian control. And, of course, we brought the Iranian government to power. We toppled the Shah of Iran in 1979. At the time, I said, this is the dumbest thing I ever heard. Why are we toppling a friend of America? Maybe he's a corrupt tyrant. Maybe there is no freedom there, although he seemed to be a very enlightened tyrant, but he was a tyrant. Why are we topping him and putting in another tyrant, but a radical tyrant who is doing everything he can to mobilize the Muslim world against us? It doesn't make sense. Didn't make sense then. Makes an awful lot of sense now. Syria has a lot of terrorist cells here. And, of course, we gave Syria $1 billion during the Gulf War. Why would we do something that dumb? Or maybe things are not as tall as they appear to be. Well, if you'd like to get the sound clips you just heard so you can copy them and play them for others, they're available in the four-tape set on concentration camps, or we hope you'll get the concentration camp special. We need your help to get the information out so others become aware of just what we've been talking about. Freedom is a very, very fragile thing, and if you're concerned about your children and your grandchildren, then hopefully you'll join with David and I and this small group of people across America who are trying to sound the alarm to a population that seems so self-indulgent they don't believe anything bad could ever happen here. Well, Dave, why don't you pick up from there?
Well, there's so many things go through my mind. When you have your announcements and you talk about this Third World War, I would like to let the listeners know that if they'd call this 800 number that I have, I am going to be doing two local presentations, one on the 1st. It's going to be called the 9/11 Conspiracy, and that one's going to be done in Tustin, California. So if you're in this area and you want to go, there's no charge. It's the number there is, these are all multimedia. It's 1-800-959-1991. Again, 1-800-959-1991. And you can also get a resource pack if you leave your name, address, city, state, and zip clearly so I can understand. Leave your phone number and I'll get back to you with more details on that. And then on the 13th of September, I'm going to be doing one called 911 Welcome to the Third World War. That one will be done in the Seal Beach area, again around 7 o'clock on the 13th of September. So I got two of those that come up that are going to be coming up similar to what you just talked about. But prior to the break, Dr. Stan, you talked about your tape by Carol Quigley. And if people don't realize the urgency of the hour, I mean, it's past midnight right now. It's right by the seconds before, whichever way you want to look at it, because this was written, I believe, in 1966. Carol Quigley put together Tragedy and Hope. And if you go to page 979-980, you'll see where Carol Quigley said that, in effect, it is now too late for the little people to turn back the tide. In the spirit of kindness, he is therefore urging them not to fight the noose which is already around their necks. That's on 979-980. And then on page 1248 of that book, Tragedy and Hope, and I know you carry that book up there, he also says he expresses the utmost contempt for the members of the American middle class who think they preserve what he calls their petty bourgeois property rights and constitutional privileges. Again, this was Bill Clinton's mentor. You've got more information probably on him than anybody in this country. But again, it ties in with this concentration, what we're talking about, because He explained that way back when. You can go back to 75. You can go to the congressional hearings, and you can see where they talked about the emergency detention program. You can see where there's civil affair operations and manuals out, Department of Army letters written that they want to know the procedure for praying requests to establish civilian prison camps. I've got on that video, that concentration camp series that you have there. It shows the newspaper clip on April 21st, 1994, where it says Mikhail Gorbachev's foundation. This is Mikhail Gorbachev, who used to head the CIA and the...
No, the KGB, and he was the dictator of Russia.
KGB and the communist country there. His foundation is creating a national task force on U.S. military base closings. He's determining which one to close, and to go along with that is Public Law 103-322. It's called the Violent Crime Control Bill, and under Section 20413, it says it asks for the conversion of closed military installations into federal prison facilities. And that's exactly what, as soon as he closes them, many of them they're making into federal prison facilities. But it isn't just the article that we started off the program with, John Ashcroft and his camps. There's also another horrible act that's being presented to the states individually. It was put out by the Centers for Disease Control. It's a model for model for Emergency Health Powers Act. I know that 11 or 12 states have already passed this, and what it does is, in case a governor declares a national emergency, there's some kind of attack, and I can tell you that our own vice president said, we're going to have an attack. It may be tomorrow, it may be next week, or it may be next year, but we're definitely going to have an attack, and as well as Don Rumsfeld and many of the other leaders and part of this administration. But if they have an attack, whether it be biological or chemical or whatever, it says the unelected health officials at that point assume broad powers to seize property. They can take your homes away from you. They can share your private health information, quarantine individuals suspected of being infected.
Not only that, they can quarantine people who aren't infected, who won't be vaccinated. That is the frightening thing.
And absolutely. And you know where they're going to go. They're all going to the same place. And then they can actually compel mass vaccinations on these people. In fact, there's a couple articles I'm looking at right here. It says the smallpox vaccination plan is ready. And in another article, it says health experts to decide whom receives the smallpox vaccinations.
And what's so amazing is for years and years, they told us there was no smallpox in the world. It was all under lock and key. And now they tell us there is smallpox in the world. I wish they'd make up their mind. Were they lying before, or are they lying now? Or is this all part of an agenda? And I think that the longer I live, the more convinced I am that there is an agenda behind everything that's going on today. And so much of what is taking place was planned long ahead of time. And as it says in the program, the report from the National Commission on Security in the 21st Century, headed by ex-Senators Warren Rudman and Gary Hart, history does not happen. It is created. History does not just happen, it is created. And ladies and gentlemen, they're creating history now. And of course, so much of what's happening was determined long, long, long ago. And behind the plans of men, of course, are the plans of the demons and the plans of God. And of course, we are being moved into a truly a genocidal war in the Middle East.
Absolutely, and again, that one I'll be showing that in detail when I show the 9-1-1 Welcome to the Third World War. But back to the camps again, we just talked about the biological. Well, FEMA has been preparing for mass attacks on cities. In fact, they want these tent cities, they call them, or let me see here. It says the agency plans to create emergency makeshift cities that could house hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of Americans who have to flee the urban air homes if their cities are attacked.
Now, where is that article that you're talking about?
That one was on WorldNet Daily, or let me see, the other one, Newsmax, I'm sorry.
All right, fine. I hope you're going to send that one to me, too, because I'd like to have that and make that available to our listeners. Let's go to Roger, who's calling in from Allentown. And if you're out there across America and you'd like to talk to David, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. You may think that this could not happen here, but of course ask yourself, do you really believe that God is going to bless America the way that the American people and the way that the American church have treated him. Roger, do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, I just wanted to bounce a couple ideas off you guys. You know, for all the predictable evil of the liberals, I just think we shouldn't squander one opportunity to label the neoconservatives as the deadliest of our enemies, basically pushing through the same things under subterfuge, having swallowed every plank of the New Deal, the Great Society, and the rest of the works. And now, inside of a few seconds, we could rattle off a laundry list of 20 or so items that Bush and the all-too-compliant Ashcroft could have and should have been doing long before 9/11, if there's any interest in, and this is without any foreign intervention, this is just at home, that they did not do, yet while cooking up this whole shop of horrors between them, of things that are going to really have no effect on terrorism as such. And now finally last week, Ashcroft announced that they're going to put a whopping 2,000 names on this federally accessible database, accessible to local police, and yet we've earlier heard that they know of a good 6,000 or more such names that fall into this militant Islamic terrorist category.
Well, they know they have infiltrated this militant Islamic movement. They did it a long time ago, but they're not telling the American people. And anybody who would like to get information on that, we have a wonderful clipping from USA Today that says, and it's part of the 350,000 pages of documents that the CIA turned over to the Intelligence Committee, and it said, number one, that they had infiltrated Al-Qaeda, two, that they knew that they were planning to hijack planes, and they knew that they were planning to fly them into the World Trade Center. The article appeared once and then blacked out after that. If you'd like a copy, give us a call. Just ask for the USA Today article of June 24th. Anything else you want to say, Roger? We've got to go to a break.
Yeah, I thought that Alex Jones and his guest might have had it exactly right the other day when they said, well, there are no such things as terrorists as such, rather just operatives.
All right, fine. Thanks so very much, Roger. And we're going to be back here in just a moment. We'll welcome your calls at 464-8295 or 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 464-8295 or 1-888-24-LIBERTY. But right now, of course, we have to remind our listeners that Radio Liberty is listener supported. We're on the front lines of this battle. We spend 5 hours a day on the radio, on shortwave, on internet, on satellite. But it's, believe me, it's all expensive, and quite frankly, we hope that many of you will want to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and help us do what we do. Is freedom worth trying to preserve in this country? Is it worthwhile trying to awaken the remnant of good people here who love the Lord, who know something's wrong, but don't understand that both of our political parties are controlled at the top by exactly the same people? I'm not saying that's true at this. Well, even at the state here, we find out that now so many of the big Republican donors are giving their money to Gray Davis rather than to Bill Simon. Why is that? Well, I think my personal opinion is they ran Simon so that we would not have Bill Jones. We would not really have a significant alternative. They don't want the American people to have an alternative. They want to give you two candidates, both of whom they can control, or one of whom they can manipulate and destroy, so that you get in somebody even worse. And they pick ahead of time who is going to win the elections. If you need to understand that, you need to know how they've made mockery out of the electoral process. And, of course, that's covered in my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. But we hope that many of you will want to join the Radio Liberty family and help us, because without knowledge, this country cannot survive. And as George Santayana said, those who cannot remember the past are condemned to repeat it. Well, we're going to teach you about the past. We're going to teach you about philosophy. We're going to teach you about the historical facts and the spiritual forces which are working behind the scenes. So if you'd like to become part of our team, give us a call at 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. A suggested gift of $20 a month or more, you'll get our four best tapes of the month. You'll get our monthly newsletter. But more than that, you'll be helping us get the truth out across America. We've taken on another 17 stations. We'll be doing this starting in the month of September. I've done this purely on faith, hoping that there'll be people out there who will support us. We need to reach as many people as in the time that is given to us. Remember our number? It's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, because we are at war today. Well, let me tell you about some of the four tape sets we have. One special tape set is the Tuskegee Study, and it's four interviews with people who were involved with the Tuskegee Study, or at least who've gone into the background of this really most horrible of all American experimentation. We had the unique opportunity to interview a number of the men who were involved in analyzing the Tuskegee Study, a government-sponsored study where 400 black men were recruited, and they had syphilis, and of course, what they did not understand is that they were not being recruited to be treated. They were being recruited not to be treated, and the government agents did everything they could to block those men from receiving treatment for their syphilis. Call today at 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. It's important that you understand that study so you can better understand the mentality of the men who are working behind the scenes in America today. Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this afternoon is Dave Wegener, and of course, Keith comes from Hope for America Ministries, and Dave, would you like to get that telephone number out one more time?
Yeah, again, they can call for a resource packet, leave name number, leave name, address, city, state, zip, and phone number if they want to know where, if they're in the Southern California area and want to know where to attend these presentations, the 1st and the 13th of September. But the number is 1-800-959-1991. That's 1-800-959-1991.
I hope to actually have a program up here before too long, and I'd like to get David to come up so you could have a chance to hear him here as well. Here in Northern California. Now, if you're out there in the listening audience, you'd like to give us a call, our number 464-8295 in the Central Coast of California, or 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. And let me tell you that the Model Emergency Health Powers Act is one of the most frightening things I've ever seen. If you don't know anything about it, you'd like to get a copy of my newsletter, which covers this in great detail. That's the May newsletter, or the newsletter on MEPA, the Model Emergency Health Powers Act. It's actually the Model State Emergency Health Powers Act, but we call it MEPA. Give us a call at 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, or go to our website at radioliberty.com, and you can pull it down, and of course you can pull down a lot of our archive programs and other material, but you need to understand the implications of this legislation that is being slam-dunked through state legislatures all across America, because the people are not being allowed to know what's really going on by the controlled media. And if you believe you're getting the truth out of most of the media, why, of course, you're probably waiting for your Enron stock to come back again. Again, our number, if you'd like to call us, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And, of course, if you'd like to talk to Dave or participate in our discussion today, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Well, David, as you go out and you've been going across America, and I know you've been talking to people about your concern about the progressive erosion of our liberties as we see ever more government control over our lives. We've got to do away with medical privacy in the name of protecting the American people. We've got to have these draconian laws to protect them from disease. We have to have mandatory vaccination. And your guess is what's in the vaccines is as good as mine, despite the fact that our people are becoming progressive, less healthy, more and more children. One child in 12 today has a disability. Never before have we seen this, but we're seeing it now. And I believe much of this is directly related to vaccines. It's even been proven now that the Haemophilus influenza, or the Haemophilus meningitis vaccine that they're given, has produced a significant increase in the incidence of diabetes. And this is the analysis of 200,000 children, 100,000 who took the vaccine, 100,000 who didn't. But I bet you haven't heard about that from your local newspaper, and your doctor doesn't know these things. You need to get the information and get to them. But the fact that they want legislation to forcibly vaccinate people, and if you refuse to be vaccinated, why, it will be a crime. and you can be put in prison and fined. This is, to me, is frightening. Why are they? The vaccines are supposed to protect us, not to be used to oppress the people. Don't you see that there's such an inconsistency there, Dave? What happens when you talk to people about that?
Well, it's really, I think a lot of them are aware. Really, when they attend the presentations, they come there because they're seeking truth. I think it's the mass of people out there that aren't aware, but the ones that really are seeking truth have some idea that it's all about control. It's about controlling people one way or another. It's about depopulation. It's about a whole bunch of things. And
we've
I'm
got
going to
somebody,
comment on we, Roger's last,
okay.
The last caller.
Before you do, we just got a caller. Who do we have on the line?
Jim from Florida.
Hi, Jim. Do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, Dr. Stan, I was wondering, by now you must have some kind of a good idea about when this thing's really going to fall apart and probably when they'll start cleaning the stores out for the food and everything. Do you think that'll be just after the first of the year?
I learned a long time ago not to try to give a timetable, but I will tell you, I think we are entering into the most difficult and dangerous time of my lifetime. How
is
soon
it devaluation?
I don't know.
Is it coming up, the devaluation of the greenbacks?
I think that there's no question at all. In fact, there was an article within the last 2 days on WorldNet Daily. The Saudis have pulled between $100 and $200 billion of money out of our economy. And, that continues, it will begin to cripple the economy and cripple the dollar. So things are moving at a frantic rate, and most people have no idea what's going on.
Have the Japanese made any moves on pulling their stuff out?
No, the Japanese probably will not do that, because you have to understand that the Emperor of Japan is a member of the Order of the Garter, and of course is this Anglo-American complex, a cult complex, but of course this does not involve the Arabs. So they're an entirely different bloc and increasingly aligning themselves with the European bloc. But all I can say is just keep listening, and as the story unfolds, we'll try to get at you. But I'm not going to make a prediction on time, but I will tell you we're in real trouble as a nation, not only politically and economically, but primarily spiritually.
Boy, I believe that. Thank you, Dr. Stan.
God bless you. Thank you. And is this Mike from Tennessee?
Hello?
Hello, who's this?
It's Mike.
Okay, Mike. Did you have a question or comment?
Well, it's a comment. You know, Dr. Stan, you people are a lot smarter than I am. And, you know that unconstitutional statutes do not create law. And that's been codified by Marbury versus Madison. And I listen to talk show host after talk show host, and they talk about this garbage legislation. It does not create law. It says, no, it's never been written. And, you don't have to enforce that trash.
No, you don't have to, but unfortunately, it was illegal to put the Jews in the concentration camps, but they did it anyway. Much of what's going on today is totally unconstitutional and in violation of the Constitution. But as long as the laws are enforced, we're in real trouble.
But it's not laws.
Most of what is going on today is unconstitutional. The Constitution limits what the federal government can do, not only by Article 1, Section 8, but by the 10th Amendment. And all powers not specifically herein given to the Congress or reserved to it by the states are to be reserved to the states and people. And they just simply ignore law in Washington, D.C. We went to war in Afghanistan. There's no declaration of war. You can't do that. But who's speaking out against it?
Well, that's the point. And it seems to me that you people, in the talk show host, should be impressing this on the American people.
But
all we hear is about this trash legislation and that it's law. It is not law.
All right, fine. Well, anything else you'd like to say, Mike?
Well, I'd like you to respond to that fully.
Don't
really emphasize that fact
well,
to the American
if you listen regularly, we're always talking about how the fact that we have abandoned the Constitution, we've got to get back to it, because if we don't return to the Constitution and the idea of freedom unto God with limitations to the power of government, then we as a nation are doomed. You're absolutely right.
Okay, Doctor, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Of course, we can say all we want to, but, it's sort of like I hear these people all the time talking about law, and I say, you're going to be the best informed person in the concentration camp. And I say that not with tongue in cheek, but with indeed a great deal of sadness. Well, the tragedy is most Americans don't understand what Mike was saying. We have violated the law. We have turned our back on our Constitution. The First Amendment says Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. And they've twisted that around to say, well, we can't have prayer in school. We can have it at the Supreme Court. We can have it in Congress. We can have it in the Senate. We can't have prayer in school. How do they do that? They just make up laws. And, of course, we're in real trouble as a nation because, of course, we've turned our back on God. David, we've only got a few more minutes. What are your thoughts?
Well, as I listen, there were some good questions there, good comments, and, yes, I believe this nation, once this present administration took over, pretty much took a deep breath and said, now we can rest. We can we don't have to be involved because this immoral president of the past was taken out. Well, there's still immorality. There's still a murdering of our unborn. God will not always strive with man. There's a time coming that I believe this nation, if it doesn't turn back to God, if it doesn't repent from its ways, we're going to see one of the biggest bloodshed ever in the history of mankind upon a nation, because Jesus said, "To much is given, much is expected." I know it's not His will, but He's also a righteous and holy and pure God altogether. These camps are just one small picture of that entire picture. And again, you've got the resources, I've got the resources to show the entire puzzle, the entire picture, to connect all the dots, whatever you want to call it. But everything's in place right now, literally, to enslave the American people. And by their lack of doing anything, it truly has just made it so much easier for the enemy, for the forces of darkness to take over and just do what they will with the people as well as their children. And it's going to be a sad day when they do wake up inside of some of these camps, looking out through the fences at the loved ones that may be in another camp, because they will divide the men, women, and children, as they always have. God bless you. My prayers are for the listeners and for this nation. Ever since I got in the ministry, Dr. Stan, I've sounded the alarm. I know one thing: the blood isn't going to be upon my hands anymore, because I've shared it and I'll continue to share it until the day they stop me from sharing it. But I will continue to share the truth, and hopefully just one or two people heard this program today, and they will wake up, and then we'll ask God what He'd have them do at this late hour in this country today.
Well, I think the major thing is to make sure you're in a good personal relationship with the Lord. We have a 10-point program. We'll send it to anybody, but point one is make sure you have a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Dave. It's always a pleasure having you here on Radio Liberty, and we'll have you on the other programs in very, very short order.
Thank you, Dr.
Stan. Bye-bye. God bless you.
Bless you and the listeners.
Okay, fine. Well, I hope you enjoyed the program. Well, this wasn't a pleasant program, but it's the old adage, you can't sell life insurance till you can convince people they're going to die. And you can't get people to take a stand or to change their outlook on what's going on unless you understand that there's a real problem. There are going to be financial problems. There are going to be medical problems. But the biggest problem is a spiritual problem. And it's been here for a long time. Well, this is the time. We just want to ask you to pray for America and to pray for our leaders, to pray for God's mercy on this country. And then, of course, we ask you to pray for our ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. Remember our number, it's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. That's 1-800-544-8927. And until tomorrow at the same time, Dr. Stan, goodbye, and may the Lord be with you.
booked it. Michael Blair is in the business of the chief salvage because it's 666. You know, these people spend all their time thinking about all these things and they do nothing else. But how many planets are going?